Okay, down to business. Okay, now there's a few things to clear up from last week. One of them is manipulating energy, which comes with practice. We will discuss that after exercise is 2 pounds squared. Okay. Now, this is an unusual challenge session. The simple reason that there's only extra time myself will. That's very unusual. And also the fact that it's starting very early, whilst it's still bright and shiny out there. So that's two unusual things. Okay, now, do you have questions for me? I believe we were going to work on something else. I'm trying to remember now. I can't. Oh, Curie designs. Oh. Why is it not? So do I.
I like living in Curie.
Which one?
Yes.
Yeah, I've got another one similar to that one's back. But that one there is by far my favourite. For those who are just listening, it's Bikini Designs by Kiri.
And signed by also.
What's my number name? Ah.
Lady Kara.
Lady Kara, huh?
Okay. Now. I assume the Egyptians had first cats for domestic animals.
In fact, you have one of the first, well, a descendant of one of the first cats in your house.
Okay.
No. Try it then.
Gotcha.
No.
A cow.
No.
Any dominant
Yes. Do you know what she is?
What?
She's an Egyptian now. Purebred.
No way.
More purebred than that one up there.
No.
That's a Russian blue. Egyptian males are very rare. She has all the characteristics of a close breeding gene pool.
Expeditious breed.
Get a lot of money from her if she wasn't. But she's too old now. Much too old, but she's a purebred. Mark doesn't know how much of a purebred she is. I've talked to her. She knows.
Okay. It's a good subject. What do you think she knows? How would she know? Exactly.
She's not so much of a dummy as you think she is.
Well, that's why I'm asking, so I can be enlightened.
Joey is a very opulent cat.
Okay, why does she hide it so well?
Because she is not sure of it. She doesn't know how to use it properly. She's a coercer. I knew all cats are coercers, but she's got hers well developed. Notice how she wraps everybody around her finger.
If you had to get close to it.
That's part of not being sure. She astral travels.
Okay.
She doesn't come up here very often for a simple reason. She's scared of him.
Well, no, we can't be that problem.
No. They leave her alone, which is what she wants.
I think it should follow with Marco.
Sometimes. But she's scared of it. The best way to describe it is she will come up here about once a month, maybe twice a month. And that's normally when Mark is at work, and unfortunately, it's always around about the same sort of time, which is around about 3 o'clock. And guess who's coming back to Earth at that time? So she misses him, and she wanders around the base looking for him. And who does she have wrapped around her little finger or her little claw?
Must be thousands sending this.
What do you mean?
Alzheimer's. Well, she always seems to be at a loss for words.
She doesn't talk much.
No, she just doesn't. I mean, you look at the other three cats here, you see.
She was an abused kitten.
Well, mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, Mark's father wasn't very nice to her at the last period that she was in the Napa Valley, which was understandable because he wanted her to be more attached to Mark. And she already was, but he didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
It was his way of trying to make her bond.
Well, anyway, you were going to discuss with me some political stuff.
Oh, yes, that's right, yeah. Okay.
And so
we'll do it in two parts like we did last time.
Okay.
Okay, let us proceed with the first part.
Yeah.
I was waiting for you to ask a question.
Oh, well, I thought you were going to give me a statement.
Okay, I'll give you a statement.
Then I can ask a question.
Okay. Now, assuming that the current president is re-elected, which has been added into my calculations, then the following things may occur, right? We've already had two assassination attempts that you are aware of on your current president.
Two?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know one.
Well, there was a guy that holds the White House down with a machine gun.
I don't think that.
No, that was aimed at the president. That's an assassination attempt.
So we can't be playing for us.
That is the other one.
Okay.
Which reminds me of a little joke, which I've already told you, so I'm not going to tell you.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Now, assuming that he is re-elected, right, which will be in 2 years, then the crash that we have predicted will start to occur. But it won't really take effect until a year after he's been elected. So the downward slide, assuming that he is re-elected, will occur at the predicted rate. Now, if a Republican such as Dole is elected, then the curve also occurs because of the transitional period from a Democrat president to a Republican president. But there will be a slightly extended period before the slide occurs. But it will be more acute due to the fact of the polarization of the ethnic classes.
Polarization.
What does polarization mean?
Segregating in their own groups.
Correct. You could say it would be a self-inflicted apartheid. A little bit like children at school have a self-inflicted apartheid, but gender-orientated.
Now, why Clinton is re-elected, and he means not re-elected, I'm going to assume that up until the point of the election, the economy is going to be kept Boston propped up to show that there is no instability until after the election, in which case we can no longer maintain that facade.
Correct. That is one of the things that is occurring at the moment, is to see economy is being propped up. It is evident in several fields. One is the economic current boom. That is the most obvious one. The other one is in economic growth. If you look at it very carefully, you will see discrepancies.
I'm seeing fluctuations.
You'll see discrepancies on how they gather and analyze the data.
Now, how about with the fact that would you say that, like, say, printing money without regard to its backing would be another sign of them mopping up the financial situation until they can no longer maintain that?
Correct. Now, there is a very nasty thing that occurs when you do this. And that is that when you print money without any backing, it's worthless.
But only if it's discovered.
No, which is worthless. Because it will be discovered. There's no if, it is when will it be discovered. And as we know, that's occurring, is it not?
Oh, I don't. But one of us does. And now two of us do.
Mm-hmm. And three of you do. Which is a fact that I should be careful about spreading. Because you could get into a lot of trouble. Where is this information coming from? How do you know?
Well, we don't have much luck with spreading too much information.
No, because you're both very cautious about it. Now, when you reach this stage of printing money that is worthless, right? Can you tell me when was the last time that happened?
My sister's not too good on financial matters as far as dates and everything. I do know it has happened.
Where?
Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to prop up the peso.
No, there was a place where it happened on a vast scale.
Well, that would be, hold on a second.
Do you want a clue?
No.
What's that ticking noise? Oh, I thought it might be your brain.
It'd be Russian.
No. Give you a clue what happened on a vast scale. 1919.
America?
No. Brought down a country.
No. Germany.
Yes. Germany, I was about to say.
The mark.
Correct. I was about to say. Here's a clue. Now, hopefully your country won't be as foolhardy to do that. Because if that occurs, right, you are talking about a major, major domino effect.
Now, didn't that happen due to the fact that there was a change in government because of the end of the war, and the government then in power at that point was financially immature and didn't know enough about the solution to all the problems was to just really start printing money?
Partly. The other part of the reason was that having just lost a war, how much money did they have in their Bundesbank?
No.
Exactly.
They pay war damages as well.
Correct. Now, there is a little bit of correlation.
Between now and then?
Yes.
Between US and Germany?
Mm-mm.
This would be concerning the deficit. No, no, not the deficit, the budget.
No.
The only war we've been through is the Gulf War.
It is a correlation of money, not war. The Bank of Germany was paying war debts, right? Your country, what is it doing to help the world?
It's paying out
masses of amount of money in aid to countries that they have no hope of getting the money back from.
Well, that's because they're apparently, if stop I that. Right, helping to prop up certain governments that are friendly to the U.S.
Correct. And what's it doing to your bank? it's draining into money. So you see, there isn't as much of the hard stuff around as people would like to think it is.
Well, we went off the gold standard in Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
And our money is currently backed by our good words, isn't it?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, so basically, yeah, we are printing money up to help out other countries
mm-hmm.
maintain their status.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the other part of it, though. Were we not to do so,
mm-hmm.
those governments would fall.
Mm-hmm.
In their place would be an unstable government that could lead to the fall of other governments.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it's a catch-22.
Correct. You're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't. Now, here is something else which is a little bit scary. What is propping up your economy?
Well, at present, it is our exports.
So it's basically a bubble, it's not.
Well, it's not our imports, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that would be propping it up...
I'll give you a clue. Mark's very proud of it. Or one of the parts of it.
British pound?
No. But you're getting close. British pound is part of it. Foreign investors.
Well, investing in America.
That's right.
Okay. And were they to fall,
mm-hmm.
we definitely have a lot of problems.
That's right.
But that money that they are investing isn't staying in America.
It's coming into America. It's doing a big loop like this.
Right.
You see? There's a way to reduce your deficit.
What?
But it's not used like that.
Increase taxes on you?
No. Keep the taxes exactly the same.
Well, instead of raising the tariff rates in the check.
That's right.
Yeah, but at the same time, they see Japan is taking American money out of the country
mm-hmm.
and sending in Japanese goods.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's always that phobia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we're losing the war again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All this time it's a trade war.
That's right.
Well, I suppose if Germany was investing heavily in America, it would be the same thing.
No, because they are.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
Not as heavily.
No, not as heavily. The biggest investor is a British corporation, the biggest single investor.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, right? Can put on the boss, the boss man.
Greetings and felicitations, Mr. Hatfield. It is an honor and a pleasure to be present.
It's an honor to have you here. I haven't heard from you in a while, and I'm glad to finally be back talking to you.
There is a few matters that I need to discuss.
Okay.
2 weeks ago, we were having dinner, I believe, at a place of circular plus objects.
Ah, pizza place.
Yes, a matter was brought up concerning Mark and his past in Great Britain
mm-hmm.
and how it is affecting at present.
Mm-hmm.
This was something that you did not need to know. Unfortunately, you do know. The question is, do you understand why he did what he did?
Mm-hmm. No.
What do you not understand?
Mostly, what his, why would he do such a thing? Because it doesn't seem like it makes sense.
You know, the plan with Ben, so do you not? He informed you that he was a hunter. Thus, it is necessary for you to understand why he did what he did in connection with a gentleman in Reno and the reason why he did it.
Well, I have had a few moral problems about that.
The hunters are a very unique psychic individual. They pay extremely high prices for what they do. In Mark's case, it is an oath that was broken that he is now paid in this life as opposed to the life that he broke his oath. So it is necessary for him to pay the highest price. If he does not learn the importance of keeping an oath, he cannot proceed to the next level of learning. So therefore it is necessary for him to learn and understand the importance of keeping an oath.
And a lot of that is in part why he has the abilities he has.
Right. It is the final thing of his skills.
But it also requires a lot of improvement.
Right. And a considerable amount of self-control. A hunter normally goes two ways. They burn incredibly bright for short periods of time, and then they sink back down into a normal mode, which for some of them is very bright, but is dull for what they are normally. Others will lean the other way. They will become corrupt with their power. So they walk a very narrow path.
Do they also burn as bright?
They burn brighter.
But do they burn out shorter then? Do they maintain that brightness?
They maintain that brightness because the power that they have is corrupted.
They walk a lot on the gray side.
No, they do not walk on the gray side.
They walk on the black side.
They descend into the black side.
Then why would they not burn up even brighter than those who walk on the white side?
Because they burn longer.
Are they being propped up then?
Yes.
Okay. And currently Mark is burning very bright.
Right. He will sink back down into a lower level eventually. He will continue his normal level of astral travel, which is still being able to do jump. But he will not be as hyper and as nervous as he has been.
Is there a certain age that this happens at, or is it just certain experiences that one goes to?
It works in a cycle. When he was in his native country, he burned brightly for a short period of time and then was temporarily dimmed so that his body and his physical and mental being could rejuvenate itself. And this is the pattern that it does. Fight hard, if they fight hard, they pay a very high price. They sink back down into a normal level, rejuvenate, wait, practice, and again do what is necessary. They are a very strange bunch of individuals that they are prepared to take on and to keep the fabric correct. Not to cause disruption, but to protect those that need protecting. But they cannot protect them unless they are requested to do so, even by an outside force. They will also try to right the wrong. Sometimes they succeed, sometimes they don't. And when all else fails, and I know this sounds like something from your entertainment, when it loses all that it is meant to be, then there is only one thing left. Vengeance.
So their power is basically focused on those who either are corrupt and versions of themselves, or those who, for example, this case we're talking about, harm innocents.
Right. Any innocents. Whether it is a feline, you, or something you do not know about, or a child.
You can't break the pattern.
No.
So, Maul and I were talking about how Marx's abilities would eventually, if they were to keep going at the rate they're going, reach past the speed of thought.
Yes.
With his burning the way it is.
That is not effective.
That's not effective.
It is his physical, third dimensional, spiritual, third dimensional self.
Does that include the health problems later on?
Yes. That is one of the prices they pay. As I said, it is a very high price they pay. The best way to describe them is they protect you from the dark.
I assume that I haven't had to go through this myself.
It is a very few individuals that are prepared in their waiting period to pay that price. Now let us change the subject to something less thoughtful. Your questions, please.
Okay, we'll go to the lighter side first on this. Mark and I had a question about chain of command in Ashtar Command. And as I assumed it, it went Sananda, yourself, Corton.
Your guess was quite correct. It is a gray area that we cannot discuss.
Oh, okay. Alrighty, then we're on to other things then. Okay. And first off, as you know, Almora and myself have been visiting a lot lately with future events here on Earth. And the repercussions and consequences that will need to be focused on.
Question, please.
Man is a survivor, and he has shown that he can grow in the face of adversity.
The question, please.
Okay. Will the event, in your opinion, trigger a mass need for people to go within themselves and bring themselves to offerings?
Eventually, yes.
This is where we can help them.
All right. Have you noticed that there are more to say of you out there?
Yes, I have. And growing on a daily basis.
There is your answer. Find them. Teach them. But teach them carefully.
All right. Will the upcoming event spread to the rest of the world?
Eventually, yes.
Now, I've noticed that despite a television show called Sightings concerning UFO activity, there has been less now than in the 60s. Is this due to the psychological benefits gained then and not necessary now, or is it just that you guys are doing a really great job?
Both. our new vessels are doing a good job, and the psychological effect is that people still have the disbelief factor. People are wiser and no longer go around saying, yes, I saw a UFO, because people will laugh at them. Is that not the case?
Generally, yes. So people are actually taking more to stock of things like channels, and
they are becoming more spiritually open.
So this represents, from yourself and Ashtar Command, a change of policy from before, where it was sightings, and now it's information.
It is still both.
Yeah. Just the sightings haven't been much.
People are being more closed mouth about them.
Gaining more insight personally.
Correct.
Okay. Alright. I had a question concerning a record crystal that you have here. And I wanted to find out real quick, is to find out the information from that, you place the pyramids on the face to your third eye?
Correct.
Okay. Now, in dealing with human growth cycles, I wanted to find out real quick, is do we grow in spurts of years in general, or is it an individual?
It is an individual basis, but it looks like in years. For example, young children will grow in spurts from age 5 to 7, and then from 9 to 12, and then again from 15 to 18. And then it slows down and then stops altogether. Spiritually, it follows a very similar path, that you will grow in spurts.
And it also depends then on experiences that you have that determine these growths.
Correct.
All right, one more section I want to deal with real quickly. And that is three great ages of Earth. And in researching this, I saw that one was the Lemurian Age, in which we saw development of mind and matter in the third dimension. And I was wondering, does that represent then the spirit phase of Earth, the growth?
Yes.
Okay. The second was the Atlantean, in which we saw technology and psychic ability advanced. And I wondered if I was correct in naming that the light phase.
Close enough.
Okay. And then the last is the one we've seen in the past 4,000 years called the Iron Age, in which we're seeing a combination of the two. And this, I suppose, we can call then matter.
Direction would be about the main
direction. And so the people on Earth who've experienced all three are now getting ready to take Earth into its next phase.
Yes. Some will do it from the third dimension. Some will do it from higher.
Okay. And that will be determined by how they respond to this coming event.
All right.
Excellent. That's all I have, Ashtar.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
To say twice the question, please.
What?
He does that, you know.
I know. He does it to you too. I know.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt he would be just doing that just for me. I think he's a little more equal than you. So,
He's done it in the past.
I'll probably never learn, but that's all right.
Mm-hmm. Whereas I have learned. Of course, he has to do is say it once, and I know immediately, but I. And he does it also as a test, you might notice.
Yes, just as she is, and just as good is to be able to respond and come back.
And to see if you were armed and stuff and fall to pieces.
Well, I didn't. You know, I did throw away one of the questions here that I thought would be fairly irrelevant thing about it.
What were you on with that?
That was in dealing with how we're approaching an unsustainable growth rate on this planet. And I was wondering if...
that's more my feel.
We were going to... well, that is your feel. That's kind of what I assumed. I didn't want to really toss that out to him, because he would just consider it not...
He was quite talkative, though.
He was. That was the most I think we've got out of him in a long time.
That's the most you've seen of him in a long time.
That's true.
It was nearly 6 months.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I ran out of questions. And that's a rarity.
Yes.
Usually I have extra questions and I don't get a chance to ask them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's handy.
That's good. Good. He just stood up, stepped outside the pyramid and went...
And gone.
Yeah, gone.
Good. Mm-hmm. Well, at least he didn't come down here this time.
Yeah. I think he has things to do.
That was. I'm glad he really answered that last section.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little iffy on it, whether he was going to be able to, just cut me off.
Best time I've seen him actually chuckle, though, when the chain of command thing.
Oh, yeah.
I actually got a smile out of him, too. I rarely do that.
Yeah, well, he's probably used to me.
I see him about once every 2 months. I make a verbal report to him, and he also scans me.
Mm.
And then, he goes around collecting reports from everybody, and he talks to them and scans them, and then he's gone.
Mm. That's kind of, I kind of thought I scanned a little bit there myself for a while.
Mm-hmm. So poor Mark.
That wasn't very educational for Mark. Just it's bad news.
No, I think Mark knows.
Yeah, I'm sure he suspects, but I don't think he wanted it confirmed right now.
Well, I actually can be a little bit precise to the point.
That's why I'm practicing healing.
Mm-hmm. But as you said, they are a very strange bunch of people.
I had forgotten that conversation completely, actually. When you brought it up.
You're
good.
He seemed to think it was important enough to bring up. I think it's something that he thinks that you need to understand about Mark.
Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead and let's work on this other question that I didn't bother asking him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now what was it?
Okay. Basically, that is that we're approaching unsustainable growth rate on this planet. And I'm wondering if the upcoming event is going to correct that problem.
It's going to correct it, but not how you want it. Unsustainable growth is normally followed by what?
Sustainable decline.
Unsustainable to plan. Yeah. It's like a boom and a bust. Boom, you bust. You boom, you bust. You boom, you bust. You boom, you bust.
Well, another thing I want to ask him was, in the event, is the event caused in part by the growth rate as we saw in ancient Rome, where because of Rome control of people, it collapsed, bringing the Dark Ages, and it came with plagues and war.
The way it works is that you have an empire, right? It breaks up. And the emperor is controlled by
somebody with lots of money. And he's a puppet. And then there's the outside influences breaking down the empire. The Huns, the Moors, the Visigoths, the Goths, all breaking it down. And of course, there's the little nucleus that stays strong, that absorbs the Huns. And economics is a little bit like this. To understand economics, you've got to look at history.
Right.
You've got to trace it way, 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 way back. The more important question is, how can a country recover from a collapse?
Well, Amal stated that last week. And that was where Amal stated that the collapse would be followed by a breaking up of authority into little centralized mini governments.
Mm-hmm.
Those eventually reforming again form the government.
Right. But how does the process work?
Well, the process works, unfortunately, very chaotically at first, in which major breakdowns in services, government, socialism and stuff. And at that point, it's dog eat dog for a while until man is always searching for a stability in which he can, you know, run his life by.
Right.
So,
but the problem is that once it's re-hobbled together, what happens? It grows strong. It grows great. It starts to be corrupted. It starts to rot within, and it breaks down again.
Well, the thing is that, as we've discussed before, this is merely something that is preparing many of us, as I was talking to Ashtar, for the next step up. If we don't have these collapses, we wouldn't have the variable learning experiences to grow from.
Correct. But if you look at the economic side, the social and economic structure, right, let's go back to our famous, lovely, adorable Roman Empire.
Okay.
Do you know it is reforming?
The Roman Empire?
Not under that name. But
you mean the market, the European market community?
That's right.
You mean the apocalypse, apocalyptic ten toes of the beast? Is that how it went?
When the Roman Empire rises, well, I can't remember how it goes.
I do. It's the ten toes of the beast form, and at that point, the beast being the Antichrist rises from the formation of